Coming to you live from the basement. This your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will. I'm resigning right now because I don't do enough of these shows.
Okay.
I'm done. I just tendered my resignation.
Okay. All right, cool.
Hello, guys. My name is Big Will. I'm here.
So, man, we ain't done a show since June.
I know. I wonder why we haven't did a show. Well, it's not my fault.
Well, you know, I had some complications. I broke my leg on Father's Day. Don't say why. Because I got pending cases. I broke my leg on Father's Day. Playing football. Broke my leg.
What the fuck?
Playing football. Broke my leg. Out there trying to be young with the children. with the little ones. So, you know.
Children.
Life happens, but I'm better now. I'm walking again.
Yeah, I know. Shockingly. He's a Wolverine over in this motherfucker.
I heal fast.
Yeah, I see.
I heal very fast. Damn. I might be getting old, but my bones are still healthy.
Oh, yeah.
I still rejuvenate.
Wait till he turns 52.
I'll still be rejuvenating like Wolverine.
Nah, he gonna be one of them dudes that's gonna be in the store with them, you know, those, what's that dude's name? Keith Van Horn. You remember Keith Van Horn? Mm-hmm. You remember how he used to wear them socks? There's gonna be knee braces for you, buddy. You're gonna be like, man, this dude got a knee brace from his ankle all the way up to his crotch area. What's going on with that guy?
Long leg brace.
Yeah, that man right there is protected. $1 million man right there. How much that brace? You wear a brace though, right?
Yeah, when I'm walking long distances.
Old ass one.
But that's just for now though, because I haven't started physical therapy yet.
Long distance?
Yeah, long distance. Like if I'm walking from, you know, in my house,
the bathroom to the kitchen.
Know, yeah, I don't wear it. But if I go to the store and I know I'm gonna be walking for a while, yeah, I gotta slap that brace on.
Elijah, bring me my brace. I'm stuck on the toilet. I need my brace to get up.
I gotta slap that brace on. Boy, because you know I'm gonna be walking for a while, so gotta slap it on. But anyway. We missed y'all. Hope y'all missed us.
I missed y'all. Fuck y'all.
Well, maybe he didn't, but I did. Even though I know y'all don't be listening to us, I still love y'all. I still missed y'all. You know, hopefully y'all start listening more so we can get a little bit bigger. You know, bigger show, better equipment.
We're shooting for $2 by the end of the year.
We've made $1.48 so far.
Yeah.
We're almost at $2.
Man, that ad revenue is coming in heavy.
Man. Hey.
We came in.
That ad revenue is coming in so heavy, I stopped making ads. But we do have our first official sponsor.
Hey, now.
We do have our first official sponsor.
Tell them.
It is a clothing line that will be coming out soon. It's called Black Royal Empire. You guys should check them out. They got some nice stuff coming out. We'll be able to tell you more, you know, once they actually get stuff out.
Situated.
And, you know, we start wearing it. You know, we'll put pictures of it up. Get them some pub. Mm-hmm. Get us some money. You know, you know how that works. Give and take. Give and take. But yeah, that's our first official sponsor. So keep that name in y'all heads. Black Royal Empire.
Black Royal Empire.
And if y'all don't know what black stands for, it stands for building legacies as kings and queens. Or should I say queens and kings. I said it backwards, but you get the gist of it. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Let's talk about some black things.
Let's go ahead and get into it. So what has been going on since June? Let's see. Coronavirus is still around. That was supposed to disappear when it got hot, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be gone in the spring.
Yeah, and we live in a state where it's been triple digits for the past month.
We broke a record.
Every damn day.
You know, we broke a record.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, the most triple digit days in a row.
I wouldn't doubt it.
With 100 plus heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heat's supposed to kill it, but
it's getting worse.
It's just killing people.
Not to make light of it, but it is what it is.
Literally, the coronavirus is biting people out here.
Yeah. Yeah. People having parties and coming up with corona. Look, we done told y'all before, man, and everybody keep trying to tell y'all. Listen to Dr. Fauci. The man know what he's talking about. Don't listen to your president. He ain't got a clue what the hell's going on.
Hold on. Don't you talk about Trump like that. Who the fuck do you think you are? He's a Republican,
mm-hmm.
conservative,
mm-hmm.
Bible thumping,
mm-hmm.
the most religious president we ever had. He has did the most for black people.
He sure has. If only that were true.
Boy. You think you sign? What kills me, signing an executive order and putting bills in place that don't work is not,
it's not helping.
Equal. Well, I'm doing the best job. He thinks he's a better president than Abraham Lincoln. Y'all know Abraham Lincoln freed us?
Emancipated us. Not really free, but, you know,
emancipated. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't do that, man, we'd be working 21-hour days, mm-hmm. no breaks, no days off,
mm-hmm.
eating that plantation food that you
mm-hmm.
eat
mm-hmm.
to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll be eating
it.
That.
I love it.
Yeah, fucking stuff.
That's the best, one of the best
dishes. I'm from the South, and I will never, ever put a chitlin in my mouth. I'm keeping 100 with you.
That's because you ain't had nobody that could cook, man. When my
you talking about when somebody
around.
Cooking and smell like shit? You think I'm supposed to say, oh, you know what?
Let me get a bowl of that.
That grade of shit smells so much better than the other shit I smelled.
Hey,
I just came out the bathroom.
See, but that's only the cleaning part. Once you get past the cleaning part and you actually start cooking it and it's seasoned right, it get the smelling good.
Season right with what? What do you season shit with?
Vinegar to get rid of the smell. You got to get some vinegar off in there.
Oh,
some
Lord.
Good salt and pepper. I don't know what else to season it with, man. I ain't never watched my grandma when she cooked. The only thing I know is vinegar.
So you just in the room, just rocking back and forth, waiting on it to be done.
Anticipating,
huh?
Boy.
You put that gooey ass shit in your mouth.
Give me a nice bowl full. Get some cornbread with. Woo! Jesus, I'm about to start shouting.
Man, I take some black eyed peas with some sugar, but I'm not eating no fucking chitlins.
No, man, you can't put no sugar on your black eyed peas. You gotta just eat them straight.
I do that too.
With some cornbread.
I do that too.
You put sugar on your grits.
No, I don't do that shit.
You don't put sugar on your grits?
Hell no. Nah. What kind of.
We can't be friends no more. I don't even know you.
Well, we ain't friends. Fuck you.
Man. I don't even know you.
Sugar on your grits? You put sugar on your grits?
Yeah. I love it.
I put sugar on my hot dogs. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, what I just said, I'm just joking. That's what you just sound like. You sound stupid putting sugar on your grits. You just ruined it. You put butter on your grits.
You put sugar on them too.
No, you put butter and you put sausage and eggs. That's it.
I like sugar on my grits.
Agree to disagree.
We're going to leave it at that. I like sugar on my grits.
Okay, we're bullshitting. Let's talk about some real issues. Because there's a whole lot of shit going on.
But yeah, so Frosted Flake is still running around killing people. He just sitting in the back of y'all parties looking at y'all.
We can't.
Not Frosted. Okay, I'm sorry. Cornflakes.
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 That's the Caucasian word. Cornflakes.
Cornflakes
when we get cornflakes,
around,
we put sugar on it and just wish we had Frosted Flakes. You know how that goes. We really do that.
But yeah, he literally sitting around waiting for y'all. He's sitting in the back of y'all parties twiddling his thumbs like,
yeah, I can't
wait. First person to take off that mask. Yeah, I'm going to go touch him on his shoulder.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go. I want you to grab that doorknob real hard and turn.
Give it a good twist.
And I'm going to roll up on your wrist. And then you're going to go home and put your hand around your wife and kiss her in the mouth. Gotcha. Got you.
Like, I sent you a text yesterday when I seen you.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest shit. I woke up to this text, right? The dude said, guess who was at Usain Bolt's party, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he must be talking about like Brittany, what's her name, Rittner from the Instagram, like just the top Instagram model or something. Like, all right, I'm like, who? Man, this dude sent me a picture of cornflakes in a bowl. I was like, oh my God.
See, he get the reference.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Because that's what we call the Roner. The cornflake corn or the frosted flake.
Cornflakes on your shoulder. Just like dandruff. You need head and shoulders. Oh, no, you got corona. You out of here. Hey, I was half asleep. That woke me up to get up to start my day. I was like, this dude right here is a fool, man.
Because if any of you guys don't know, Usain Bolt now has COVID. Because he decided he wanted to have a birthday party and nobody was wearing masks.
Yeah,
and you know how Jamaicans dance on each other.
Dance hall.
Yeah, so you know they was up in there grinding and jumping on each other's backs. And,
no, not jumping on each other.
Excuse me.
The men jumping on the females' backs. And dancing on their booties,
yeah.
like on top of them. And then they slamming them and body slamming them.
Yeah. So you know how they get down. So you can only imagine how many of them at that party came out with the Rona.
Yeah.
Probably the whole damn
party. But what's so crazy is the people that was at the party, you know, they probably weren't celebrities, so nobody gives a fuck. So they probably at home right now sweating and, I can't get out the bed. I need help. Somebody come. We only care about you sane. We don't care about you, you dumbass.
Shouldn't have been at that COVID party.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's happening. People, teenagers, I shouldn't even say teenagers, college campuses were literally having COVID parties, trying to see who could catch Corona. This generation ain't that damn bright.
Actually, we're really showing our education right now. Because we're like, what, ranked, what, 38 in the world?
I don't know.
And we're supposed to have the best colleges in the world, best schools in the world. And we're really showing our education. We're having no mask rallies.
Yeah.
Right here in Las Vegas. They're out there protesting the governor for his mandates, locking arms. But you know what kills me? When I see some of them with masks.
Like, why are you wearing a mask?
Why are you wearing a mask?
You had no mask rally with a mask on.
So you have enough sense to say, okay, something is really going on.
But you want to still be out here with this stupid crap.
Yeah, it's a political thing. Everything is so political right now. Our world is ruined. Can't have a good time.
But you know what? If everybody had just listened, stay at home for a little bit. It's not going to kill you to stay in your house for a little bit. Just for the sake of everybody else around you.
You talk about the home of the free.
And that's the thing. Every time, you're infringing on my rights. Your right to do what? Die? Okay, go ahead and enjoy that.
Yeah.
You let me know how that is.
Right.
Let me know.
And these Karens in the world, they go in stores and people, oh, so you can't be in here without a mask. It's a mandate. You're violating my personal. Oh, my God. Like,
I have a right to not wear a mask. And you got the right to get the fuck out of here, too.
Yeah, it's a private business.
Excuse my French.
It's a private business. What's so crazy? We've been in this for 5 months now. You guys are fucking up everything. You're the same people. If we shut this bitch down, you're going to be protesting open up.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all. Kids down south going back to school in the buildings. All of them catching Corona.
Yeah.
Huh? All of them. But yet and still, y'all want to send these kids to school.
Right.
I'm glad that our school district had enough sense to say, let's figure it out. You know, let's stay at home for this first quarter. See how it goes. Mm-hmm. If the numbers are still going up, we're going to continue to stay at home.
If the
numbers go down, we'll see.
Patrick.
I still might not send my kids to school.
Answer this question for me. When does the first quarter end?
In October.
What part of October?
In a couple of months.
What part of October? The end of October.
End of October.
So what's the end of October?
Winter. What? Fall.
Fall. When it starts getting chilly.
When the flu starts rolling around.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Who is that?
Oh, shit.
Who is it?
Rona.
it's Frosty. Frosty who? Frosty Flake.
Yeah, I'm sitting out here. I'm waiting on you.
You ain't coming.
I'm telling you, Dad. I told him yesterday that this is the preseason right now. This is either, we can say training camp or preseason. We talking football. And Halloween,
this gonna
season start, week one, dog. It's going to be serious.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So we're going to get through the election on November 3rd and November 5th.
Ooh. Boy, we're going to have all kind of cases popping up.
We're going to be walking around here like Thanos.
Exactly. Snapping his finger at everybody and pointing. They're going to be dancing like on boogie nights.
Yeah, for real. Pointing his finger. He's going to see that preschool door open. Run in there right quick and snap my fingers on these kids. Are they not? The kids don't have. Oh, yeah, but she going to take it home to grandma. Grandma going to be in there cooking her chitlins and they're going to fall out in the kitchen. What's wrong? I don't know. She just fell out.
That's terrible.
No, seriously, because, you know, grandma going to be terrible. Picking up her kids and her grandkids. Oh, I love you. And kissing them on the forehead. Mm-hmm. Rona just transferred. Grandma been in the bathroom for a long time. Somebody need to go in there and check on her. She face down in the bathroom. What happened? I don't know.
Corona. Goodness. And you would think that people would have more sense than what they do about this whole situation.
We're all ranking education.
But we are really showing just how dumb of a country America can be at times. You feel that just because this is the land of the free that you can do whatever the hell you want when you want. Sometimes you do have to listen. There comes a point in time where you do need to just shut your mouth and listen. This is one of those times. But they don't get it.
You talking logic?
They don't get it.
You talking logic, but...
And I know I should stop. I should stop talking logic.
Yeah, it's almost pointless.
I should stop talking logic.
Because now it's to the point, like, a lot of people are not going to take the vaccines. People don't want to wear the mask. People don't want to wear gloves. People don't want to use hand sanitizer. And let's talk about hand sanitizer for a second. I have never seen so many brands of hand sanitizers.
Oh, my God.
I'm like...
If it ain't an original brand of hand sanitizer, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
If it's not Germex, was it the Purell?
Mm-hmm. If it ain't one of them companies, no. I'm sorry, you can keep that. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm good on that.
They coming out with all kind of different masks, coming out with all kind of sanitizers, all kind of crap. Y'all can keep all that. Keep all that. You know what? I'm going to stop wearing my mask. You know why?
Why?
Because it got the 5G wire in it.
Yeah, that's the one that control your brain or geek cancer. Which one is it? Or both?
Things both.
Okay.
Things both. It can control your brain. It can give you cancer. You know, and those little blue masks. Y'all hope y'all listening, so y'all can stop wearing them. These little blue masks. They have a wire in the top that goes across your nose, the bridge of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 5G wire.
Yeah.
How long has 5G been out?
About a year. Well,
not even a year.
Yeah, everywhere it's coming. It's just in the big markets.
Mm-hmm. How long have those masks been out?
Shit, since the 70s,
I'm years. Sure. Years. And you're trying to tell me that 5G was around back then? Cell phones wasn't even around back then. But you're trying to tell me that now, all of a sudden, the wire is a 5G wire. You know, I fell out on the floor laughing when I saw that video.
You know what?
People are so stupid.
Yeah, our education system has failed a lot of people, dog.
It's not even our education system. It's common sense. It's the stuff you're supposed to learn at home.
Patrick, a lot of common sense is not common.
It's the stuff you're supposed to be getting taught at home by your parents.
I don't even want to talk about it no more. It hurts my feelings, dog. Because I go places and I just see like people come in stores. Like, I get out, I want to wear them.
But you know what? Get your ass out. Get out.
And the first thing I think of, like, you know me. I take care of my mom and my brother.
Yeah.
So you come in here tripping about you don't want to wear a mask and you're going to spread the coronavirus if you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about my eyes, close my eyes. I'm like, I just want to go over there and beat this dude.
Exactly.
Just beat your ass the fuck up and just teach you a lesson, die. Why'd you do it? Because he's an idiot.
Because he wouldn't throw a mask.
America. America. But yeah, so... The virus is with us. Week one is Halloween. So,
yeah, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, sad.
Big game is coming. Big game is coming.
The winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Game of Thrones.
Not just on the show anymore. Winter is coming in real life.
Yeah.
Y'all better be prepared because it's coming. It's coming back.
Yeah.
It ain't even gone yet. Next round is going to be nasty.
I don't know what doctors said. I don't know. Fauci or somebody else that's with the CDC, they said they think the Rona's going to be around like HIV and AIDS until the end. Because now you can catch AIDS and then they got medications that, lower.
That'll keep you alive.
Yeah, your viral load and you can test and it won't pop up. But, you can catch a common cold and, it'll pop back up. But if it's like that, that's going to be scary, bro.
Yeah.
Because just think about all the things that we can't do no more.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to go to like a Avengers. The theater is packed.
Mm-hmm.
They do that now. Somebody cough. It's going to be mayhem in them. What you did you cough for me? Somebody going to get beat to death.
You got a mask on. If you ain't coughing in your mask, you better get out of here.
I think the rule is you go into the theater. When you sit down, you can take the mask off like the gym.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no.
Keep that mask
on. It's getting scary.
Keep that mask on.
So,
I haven't even been to the gym since it opened back up. I refuse. Call me scary if you want to. I freaking refuse. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Because, one, people don't clean them equipment like they should.
They didn't clean the equipment before Rona. What make people think they're going to clean the equipment now? Because the same nasty people that was going there before Rona, the same nasty people that's going there now. Huh? I was skeptical about using machines then.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Disgusting. You just look at it, they sweating and they get up. They leaving booty sweat on the seat, back sweat on the back pad. Like, you ain't going to wipe that off?
No.
You just going to leave that there to air dry? Okay, gotcha.
Some people are assholes.
Gotcha.
Some people are assholes.
I see how you operate. Good to know. Mm-mm-mm. And you got people digging in their booty and touching stuff and scratching their balls and coochie and touching everything. All right, just disgusting people. But anyway, what else is going on since June?
Oh, a whole lot is
going on. We got more people dying. Protests are still going on, you know, and you still got the crazy people out there making the peaceful protests, turning them into violent protests.
Right.
You know, you always got, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the protest is about, you're always going to have that one bunch that's always going to want to go there and ruin it to try to turn it into something that is not.
Right.
And that's what's been going on ever since George Floyd died.
Right.
You have peaceful protests going on. Then you got the idiots that look like the inside of my hand.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Not all. Please don't get me wrong. Not all. And it's not just them. Because it's a bunch that look like the backside of my hand that's doing it too.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, guys. You're supposed to be out here protesting for a reason, a purpose.
Yeah, social justice.
You're not out here to be violent.
Right.
So I'm not understanding what's the need in being violent, destroying things, killing each other out there at the protest. Because then, now you're giving the cops a ammunition to be out here spraying you and beating up on you. Now, again, there are some protests that have been peaceful, but the cops have come out there and stirred stuff up.
Yeah. They come out there with evil intention.
They come out there spraying people. People sitting down. I saw a video. People were literally sitting down and the cops were pepper spraying them.
Right.
For what? They're sitting down peacefully protesting.
They want a bad reaction so they can arrest people.
Like, why are you bothering these folks? I could understand if they were
being
a disruption,
yeah,
you know, to the wherever they are, but they're not. They're sitting there peacefully protesting, singing Kumbaya and whatever else they out there doing.
Right.
And you come up and here you go, messing everything up.
Yeah, on the edge. See, my issue is, like, the peaceful protest is cool, but there is a faction that comes to the peaceful protest and want to break shit, destroy shit, loot shit. And I wish the peaceful protesters, like what the protesters would go after the people that's doing that shit. But the thing is, y'all got to understand. You understand the logic of a protest. The most people that's out there protesting, out there shouting, this and that, are educated people. They want to change. And then the thug element comes out there. So the educated person is scared of the thug. They don't want to, because they know what's going to happen. They're going to get attacked. They're going to turn against each other. But then they let that slide. But then our government don't say anything. They just, Black Lives Matter are terrorists, Antifa are terrorists. But we had literally a group called the Boogaloo Nation that are anti, they hate cops. You don't hear that.
You don't
name
hear nothing.
At all. Nothing. They actually killed a security guard and a police officer in California. You don't hear anything about that. Trump is yelling about Black Lives Matter and looting.
But we know why you don't hear anything about that.
Well,
because it's a band of white folks.
Yeah, yeah. And he don't want to put that, because he know at the end of the day, those are the ones that vote for him. That's why he won't call out QAnon. Because he knows that's 10 to 15% of his base. If he says something negative about them, they won't vote for him. He'll lose worse than what I think he's going to lose in November. So there's no bridge to try to stop this shit. It's just, you know, it's a wall. As Trump said, build the wall. And I don't know. And let's talk about what happened in Wisconsin.
We'll get to that after the break.
Oh, after the break.
We'll be back in a minute. What up, y'all? This episode has been brought to you by our first official sponsor, Black Royal Empire. Building legacies as queens and kings. Coming out soon. Keep that in your mind. All right, so we're back. And where we leave off at, we was going to talk about what recently happened in
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Young man by the name of, what was it, Jacob?
Jacob. I forgot his last name.
He was gunned down by, what, three police officers? Or maybe one shot him. But three were around?
Yeah, three were around.
So, the story is, this young man was breaking up a fight. Police got called for that fight. They responded. They get there. They see a black man. Automatically, they go after him. Mm-hmm. For what? I don't know. You know, I wish there was more video out on it like the beginning.
I wish they had body cameras on.
Yeah, this is 2020. Why does your department not have body cams? But anyway. They tase him. Well, first they get him to the ground. They tase him. He gets up because the taser just ain't fazing him. So he gets up. He's going around his car to try to get into his car. As he's trying to get into his car, one of the officer that shot him,
pursuing him,
grabbed his shirt.
Pulled.
To pull him. He couldn't get the man out of his car. He wasn't fully in his car to begin with. Right. He had just opened the door and was trying to get in. Mm-hmm. Grabbed him by the back of his shirt, was pulling on him. He couldn't get him out all the way out the doorway. Shot him in his back 7 times. In his back 7 times. With his children in the car, might I add. So now what I hear is people are saying, oh, he had a knife. Blah, 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 blah. He has a criminal record. Okay, help me make sense of this. Because you have a criminal record,
Judge Dredd,
does that mean you should get shot?
Yeah.
Just because you have a criminal record?
In some people's eyes, yeah.
That means you should get shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because he had a knife that he didn't pull out on the cops to try to stab them.
Yeah,
because
you'd think he would have turned around and went after them then.
Exactly. Does that mean he should get shot just because he had the knife? No, especially if he didn't come after them with the knife. Let's say he had a gun. Did he brandish the gun at them? No. Did he pull it out on them?
No.
The man got shot for getting in his car.
Yeah.
Trying to get away from them. Got shot in the back. Yeah, now, it's three of y'all. Three of y'all.
Y'all can't take this dude down? And it's a small guy.
He's smaller than y'all.
Yeah, this is not no giant that y'all out there dealing with. This is a small individual, dude.
And you trying to tell me that three male police officers couldn't take down one black man?
Well, you know, black people are strong as fuck. If he really wanted to, he could have jumped on the roof of a house or something.
Because, well, you know, we are superhuman.
Yeah, we're superhuman. We're strong. He would have ripped off one of dude's arms and... Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah, it's ridiculous. You'd think they would have grabbed him, tackled him, tased him again. They just went straight to, he went for straight for deadly.
Or like,
in your back.
How about you guys do what you normally do and put him in a chokehold?
Yeah.
That would have been the easiest way to get him out of his vehicle.
Yeah.
Put him in the chokehold. It's more, three of you there.
It'd been more explainable.
It's three of you there.
You had to do
there
what you
was
had to
no
do.
Need to shoot the man in the back 7 times.
Now he's paralyzed.
No need.
I don't know. Is he stable still?
He's still alive.
Yeah, he's stable.
He's just paralyzed.
From the waist down.
I tell you what, they better be glad that that man is still alive. Because they think that city is burning now. Had that man died, that city would have burned to the ground. The
United States is like been uprising again.
That city would have burned to the ground. And then the same city, there is a young clear guy. I ain't even gonna say white. He's a young clear guy, aka white boy.
Right wing extremist terrorist. We're gonna say that. I'm gonna say that.
He guns down two individuals.
No, shot three.
Was it three?
Three. He killed two, and he shot a third.
Okay.
Remember the medic that lost his arm.
Got shot in the arm. He ended up losing that arm. The kid was carrying around
AR-16. AR-15.
AR-15?
AR-15.
Whatever it was a freaking assault rifle.
It was a rifle, long gun.
He killed, were both of the guys that died white, or was just one of them white?
They just reported that one of them was white.
Okay, I know for sure one of them was white. One of the guys that got shot in the head.
Yeah.
He was white.
Right.
So, gun him down. I don't hear white people all in arms about him. Why? Because he's out there protesting for Black Lives people. Matter.
Yeah.
He's out there protesting what happened to Jacob.
Right.
So, they're not going to say anything about him being gunned down.
No, they don't care about him. Fuck him.
But the thing that gets me is, when you watch the video,
oh boy,
the video starts with the cops coming through, and they're praising these people
for being out there on their side.
It's a group of white people,
white militia,
group of them.
Yes.
With all of them armed with guns.
Yeah,
assault rifles. With assault rifles.
Yeah, they got vests on too.
Now they have a so-called curfew out there, and you can hear in the video, they're praising these people, telling them, we're glad you guys came out here. Thank you. You want some water, all this other kind of stuff. Then in the same breath, they turn and look at the other group that's across the street that are protesters. Mm-hmm. You guys are on private property. You guys need to get out of here. Go home. But wait a minute. They're on the same street, just on two different sides of the street. Mm-hmm. Why is it okay for these guys to be over here, but it's wrong for these guys to be over here?
We know why. You know why.
Why is that okay? Why is that okay?
In the world we live.
So then as the video continues, you hear bang, bang, bang. He done shot people. The video continues. It shows him walking down the street. He has on blue gloves, green shirt, and a white hat. He's walking past the police with his hands up. He acknowledged the fact that he just killed somebody.
Yeah, he said it himself in the video. I think I just killed somebody. Yeah,
he acknowledged the fact that he killed somebody. You have people chasing him. That's the people that got shot. They were chasing him.
Protesters.
Because he had already shot one person.
Right.
So they were chasing him to try to get the gun away from him. And that's when he shot the other two individuals. So then as he's walking down the street towards the cops that are coming towards the shooting.
Yeah, with the guns out.
You hear the people in the back saying, hey, he just shot these people down here. He just shot them. And you know what they do? They roll right past him, ignoring everything that's been said to them.
Ignore him because the minorities are telling him that a white guy is shooting other people out there.
Literally, he's walking past a freaking brigade of cops coming to the scene.
Right.
And people are yelling, shot these people down here.
Yes.
Him right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Him. He calmly walks, then he goes home. As if nothing happened.
Where did he live?
Not in that freaking state.
He did not live. He crossed state lines. A 17-year-old boy that came and owned a rifle. His mama took him there. His mama took him there to be a protector. Fucking terrorist, dude.
Cross state lines with an unregistered weapon at that. Unregistered.
Now let's keep it 100. How many brothers can walk around any kind of right wing rally with a fucking gun?
None. We would have been arrested on sight.
Or killed.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. Like, this country is so divided right now.
And it's all because of who we have
in the White House.
In the White House.
Yeah. This is crazy.
The man might not be a racist. He might not be a racist, but he's pandering to the racist.
Yeah.
And that's an issue.
Yeah, that's a fucking issue.
And if you don't see that as a problem, then something is wrong with you.
But guess
what? You're part of the issue
as well. Guess what? It's a whole bunch of people, and there's a lot wrong with them.
I got freaking cats that I know that just praise every word that come out this idiot's mouth. They lick his booty all day long. All day long.
And you know another thing that killed me about this shit? The whole Democratic city. Motherfuckers act like crime only happened in Democratic cities. Like, that shit is crazy, dude. It's always Democratic. Oh, so there's no murder. There's no coronavirus. There's no traffic tickets in fucking...
in Florida.
Yeah, or Bentonville, Arkansas. What the fuck? Shut the fuck up, look, man. Look,
in Florida, where there's a lot of stuff that be happening, a lot of murders.
Yeah.
They're a big hub for coronavirus.
Yeah. The fucking state is burning right now with coronavirus.
Oh, goodness. Texas.
And then they're like, oh, yeah. You know, the RNC is this week. Oh, the coronavirus numbers are down. You know why they're down? Because they can't test in all the states. They're about to get hit by a fucking hurricane.
Exactly.
These people, and think about it. These people are leaving their homes, getting on school buses, going to other cities. You don't think the Rona is with them?
Rona probably driving the bus.
Rona waiting on September 5th. He's going to be partying in all kinds of cities, dog. This shit is crazy, bro. We have, I don't know, King Trump. You know, he's the king.
Leadership has failed this country big time. Big time.
Well, they talking in the RNC. They talking about the coronavirus in past tense. You know,
it just don't exist.
We're in a V-shaped motherfucker. American Airlines just said they finna lay off 40,000 people. 40,000 people.
But yet, October 1st, still jobs are going up. Really?
The job numbers come out today.
What are you looking at? What numbers are you looking at?
Million people apply for unemployment every week. Every week, there's 30 million people on unemployment. We have double-digit unemployment right now.
But jobs have come back, though.
How many business? Pizza Hut just said they're closing down business. They talking about Wendy's said they finna close down business. Steinmark just went out of business. Like,
yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, you go
the
by.
The Steinmark out there in Henderson.
All of them. Yeah, 300 stores are going out of business.
That's ridiculous. But yet and still,
reshare
company. The job numbers are up. What are you looking at? What are you reading?
The numbers that they talk about, like the job numbers, the report is so weird. Like, they don't count all the people that's unemployed. They don't count a certain amount. They count, people that didn't put in applications, we're not going to count them this way.
Because they don't want the truth to come out.
The truth. And then the coronavirus deaths. That's another thing. 2 months ago, they stopped sending the actual data to the CDC. They just sent it to the White House, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Don't you... They're reporting 1,000 people died a day. It's probably way more than that.
You can times that by about 5.
Yeah, like, it's probably more than that. So, I don't know, man. We're done. We are done.
We living in some strange times.
Yeah.
We are living in some strange times.
Because now he's saying only 25, 30% of the country really likes this dude because of his fucking rhetoric. And now he's putting in people, well, if I lose...
It's because they stole the election. Oh, you mean like... Oh, okay. All right.
Come on now.
All right. All right, buddy. What's that saying that they got nowadays? Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. So, in sports news, all WNBA games that were scheduled for today were canceled.
Baseball.
Because of protests. All baseball games, because they're protesting. Basketball. All basketball, NBA games, because they were protesting.
Right. Only ones that played was hockey.
And that's because they said they got the news late. They are up in Canada. So they kind of got an excuse.
I don't know about that.
Okay. They kind of got a legitimate excuse. Okay. News. Yeah. But still. But anyway, yeah, so they all canceled because of what happened to Jacob. And according to Bleacher Report, the Lakers and the Clippers have opted to not play for the rest of the NBA season.
Right.
So you got the number one seed and the number two seed in the West.
Yeah.
You know, supposedly not playing for the rest of the season. I mean, we'll see if that's true, we'll see what happens, because yeah. It just happened today.
Yeah, they got to talk to the board of governors tomorrow.
You know, but if that's true, then man.
Yeah, they might as well just cancel playoffs. Man. If the two top teams in the West go
out. What are they going to do? Yeah. It's going to be quite interesting. And I'm really waiting to see how the NFL is going to handle this, because you see Roger Goodell has backpedaled and done a complete 360 from what he said in, what, 2016? Mm-hmm. When Cap started, good grief, when Cap started
protesting,
you know, he done did a complete 360. He talking about, you know, we'll back the protest up, and, you know, if people want to peacefully kneel or peacefully protest and kneel, we won't penalize them.
I still think it's all fake, because they know it's not going to be no fans this year.
And that's the only reason that they're saying that.
Yeah.
It's because it's going to be no fans.
Yeah, because if it was actually going off ticket sales and shit, they wouldn't be.
They wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it.
That's fake.
If it's one league that is fake like that, it's the NFL.
For real.
It's the NFL. They can care less about what's going on around the world. You know, I'm not going to say the players, mm-hmm. but just the NFL as a whole. Because mm-hmm. the players... They down with the, you know, what's going on. They like, hey, you know, we gonna protest this and that and that. I'm really waiting to see what Aaron Rodgers is gonna do.
Why is that?
Because this happened in Wisconsin.
He came out and said something Green yesterday. Bay is
in Wisconsin. I'm talking about during the season.
What do you mean? You think he's gonna take a knee?
I wanna see.
He's gonna take a knee.
I wanna see what's gonna happen.
I think he's gonna take a knee.
I'm real interested in seeing what's gonna happen.
Because he's a California boy. Yeah. I think he's gonna take a knee. See, it's a lot about where you grew up, who you grew up around, stuff like that, you know, because some people just, you know, conservatives is whatever. But, like, there's these Trump conservatives. Like, that's the ones that have the issues. Because praising another man, I just don't understand that. Like, it's just weird. Like, it's odd. And I see why the cuckold thing come from the Republicans, because they praise other men. Like, just, no matter what he says, he's right. This dude can't even put a sentence together. He's sitting up there talking, like, when he was talking about last week, he's talking about Joe Biden don't have the mental capacity, but he can't even pronounce Kamala Harris' name right. He couldn't get Biden's name right. He's saying, what was the word I was telling you? He's saying, it's a whole bunch. Like, he said, Yosemite.
It was Yosemite.
Yeah, he couldn't say Yosemite. Like, and then and what's so crazy, he would repeat and try to say it the right way. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, you're so American and pro-America, but you can't even say Yosemite? You should know that. That's a national park.
Right.
But you can't say that
plasma.
Word.
He couldn't say plasma.
Huh?
Yeah, he's fucking up. He said plasma or some shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, five times. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
They putting in syllables and letters that ain't even there.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. You talking about Joe Biden?
Goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness.
And I see what they did with him. He have speeches that's small. That's why they said, oh, he's going to speak every day, but it's small speeches. He wasn't going to get up there and do no what Biden did for 25, 30 minutes.
He can't do it. He'll go off the rails eventually.
Yeah, he'll start talking his fake news, fake media. Da-da-da-da-da. Same bullshit. Oh, God.
You know, we did something on this episode that we said we would never do.
What's that?
Talk politics.
Well, I guess. Whatever, man. It's what we're living through right now.
We talk politics. Yeah, it is what we're going through right now. And politics is playing a big role in what's going on right now. A big role.
Yeah. So, for all our allies out there that, you know, care about us, appreciate you. For all the haters, fuck y'all.
And with that being said, we out this piece.
Peace.